The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Good marriages are not marriages where you don't fight. Good marriages are marriages where you can resolve your conflicts.
Coming up on Life Today, Living in Love with relationship experts Jimmy and Karen Evans.
I was shocked. I've known you guys for a long, long time. And I found things about you, James, and you, Betty, that I didn't know. And, you know, you're together by the, you know, the grace of God.
The reality of marriage and how to overcome everyday issues. Next.
It is a joy to come into your home. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I believe right now that we're facing one of the most important moments in human history as far as freedom is concerned. I want you to hear what I'm saying. All over the world, there's a shaking. There's economic shaking. There's a lot of insecurity and instability. Now hear me. I am convinced that faith, family, and freedom, in the purest understanding of those terms, is under fierce assault. I'm holding the book that is not only recommended reading, but is required reading for all who believe in the importance of faith, family, and freedom, and have any understanding of freedom, from personal to national. There's another book I'd like to encourage you to read, and it's a book Betty and I've written, and the title is Living in Love. And the reason I recommend it is because our marriage and our lives have been challenged about every way you can challenge them. And we're not just holding on and trying to endure. We are living in love because of what God not only has done in our life, but what He has enabled us to understand, to see, and share. So at the request of viewers and publishers and people all over the world and people who know us and work with us, share us some of the insight from your story. I think that if you understand the emphasis I gave when I opened the program about the importance of faith and family and freedom, without faith in God and without a trust that's developed and enhanced and strengthened, and when disappointment comes, it's dealt with. Without that faith and without a strong family, which is relationship, freedom will be short-lived. I want to welcome to the program two people that many people would say, well, they're experts in marriage because they have taught so many people effectively with marriage today, with their marriage and family, literal seminars all over the country and touching people all over the world. Jimmy Evans and his wife, Karen, have really impacted marriages. And we consider it an honor to have them on Life Today. They've been guests here many times. And I want you to welcome, if you would, Jimmy and Karen. I talked to you in an earlier program about how your effectiveness really made it easy for me to say we really are not qualified. But because people sincerely say we see something, and you all have said it to us, and when you come, hey, well, we shared. And now you all have been a great encourager to us to tell us that it blessed you. And, you know, we basically divided the book into, you know, open, honest communication. We began with commitment to God, but then leading into communication. And we really talked about the factors of trust and relationship. But we talked about some specific things like the importance of confession, even the importance of counseling, getting mm-hmm. outside help. Mm-hmm. And we talked about conflict resolution, not insulation. We talked about the importance of confronting issues. How important are those things?
Well, they're the essentials of marriage. And the thing I love about your book is that it talks about things that every single person will experience. There's not one thing in your book, in my opinion, that you would read and say, well, that's not us. We would never, you know, go through that. Money, sex, communication, conflict resolution, confrontation.
Why do you say sex kind of fast? I mean, Betty wanted to just dwell on that chapter for all she knows. Y'all remember we did a program talking about sex and she wore a sack over her head and had two little holes in it when she came out here? But we were pretty thorough.
Well, absolutely.
Because it's not only a big issue, it's important.
Well, I love it because you both talk in the book. You'll say something, then Betty will say something, you'll say something. And you're very, very real. And that's what people need, not to hear some preacher talk in preacher language about something that you're really not experiencing. But you're just talking as everyday people. Behind the scenes, this is what we've gone through, and very, very difficult things. You know, your story, I was shocked. I've known you guys for a long, long time. And I found things about you, James, and you, Betty, that I didn't know. And, you know, you're together by the grace of God.
Absolutely.
It is an act of God. And if you can make it, anybody can make it. And the secrets of how a couple can go through everything, and not just go through it, but really to overcome in the midst of the worst adversity that you guys have been through. 47 years you've been married. You have authority to write on marriage. You have authority because you've been through it, but you've also overcome. And I think you just do a great job in your book of just telling the reality of marriage and how to overcome everyday issues.
You know, we talk about confrontation, and I reference it in your counselor. How important is it for people to go ahead and confront even the difficult areas rather than just letting them rest? And we use the reference to not let the sun go down on your wrath. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. I see confrontation leading to resolution.
Right.
Not just tolerate it and separate it and endure that. I see us going somewhere. Does that make sense?
Well, research proves that couples who don't fight have worse marriages. Is actually you want some conflict in your relationship. And it's not, good marriages are not marriages where you don't fight. Good marriages are marriages where you can resolve your conflicts. And so what you guys do such a great job of in your book is showing the reality of the arguments that you guys have gotten into, just the real things that people fight about, but how to work through those things. When people don't fight, it affects your sex life. It affects your intimacy. It affects your trust. Because what's happening is things are happening. You're bothering each other. You're making each other mad. You've got conflict, but you're stuffing it. And you're talking about going to bed on your anger. You go to bed on your anger. You go to bed on your anger. And then you end up being two people living in the same home, having different lives, thinking different thoughts. There's no intimacy whatsoever. When you're confronting in marriage, you're fighting for the integrity of the relationship, making sure when I look at you and I tell you I love you, I really mean that I love you. Mm-hmm. And if I feel something, I'm going to say it. And one of the most important things, and you guys talk about this in your book, allowing your spouse the right to do that. Betty, you said something in the book that I thought was so profound. And you talked about letting James come to you and confess. Mm-hmm. You know, allowing your husband mm-hmm. to come and confess. It's one of the wisest things I've ever seen.
There's a right way for communication, and there's a wrong way it mm-hmm. is, well, I'm going to tell you off and put you in your place. Mm-hmm. That's not really communication, right. I mean, in the right way. I feel like that if we can have forgiving hearts in the first mm-hmm. place and have listening hearts,
right.
It's not wait till she gets through sharing so I can tell her what I think.
Right.
It's, oh, honey, I want to know your opinion of this. Mm-hmm. Why are we having this disagreement? Share your heart with it, and for each one to feel safe to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can I please you? Mm-hmm. You know, like with Karen, I'm not a woman. I don't understand women, but I want to please you. How can I please you if I don't listen? Because she's going to tell me from her perspective what I need to do to please her. And so allowing your spouse the right to complain is the secret of a happy marriage. Two servants in love is the perfect marriage. Two masters in love is the worst marriage. And when you're both trying to master each other and dominate each other, and you're not loving, you're talking about living in love. And when you won't allow your spouse to complain, basically you're trying to dominate the relationship. When you let your spouse complain, what you're saying is, I want to live in a harmonious relationship with you that's a win-win deal. And that's what your book is about, a man and a woman who both are getting their needs met, who have an equal place in the relationship, and the opportunity to say how they feel. That's what a healthy marriage is about.
You know, I think it's important that Betty shared half the book's Betty talking. Everybody's saying, I want to hear Betty. So she unloads. And Karen, you told me, because I mean, I've heard you say, you're just talking to Betty about all you heard Betty saying, because it was like, hey, I'm really interested to hear this because I haven't heard it. Do you think that's probably one of the most important aspects of the book is people are actually hearing Betty open up and tell part
really
of her
is.
Journey that's
and,
important?
The way it was written, it was so powerful because you're very vocal and you say what you, I mean, it's really obvious what you have to say. And but yet to hear from her, her perspective, it could be totally opposite, but yet it connects. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's the perfect marriage of his personality, her personality, how she dealt with it, how he dealt with it, yet you came together for a common reason. And, you know, it's your love. It's your love for each other. It's your love for family, for God. And honestly, that to me sets a person free. You know, to have a marriage like that is freedom. You know, you're not in that bondage of, you know, I have to play the game or, like you're saying, go to bed on your anger. I mean, that is bondage. You know, to be stuck in a marriage where you're constantly, you know, in a situation you can't get out of it, that you don't see any hope. You know, that's what I was going to say even from the last show is that your book to me offers such hope mm-hmm. to other couples. You know, it's like, you know, no matter who you are or what you're going through, it's, again, somebody saying, like Jimmy and I have said, you can do this. You really can do this.
And I feel like that hope is there. We've got a great pastor and his wife out here that's so amazing. They got a church. Jimmy, you're a pastor of a great church, 10,000 people. It sounds, you know, a big church. And here's a relatively young church now. They're the second largest church in America at 26,000 now. Probably by the time maybe I'm talking, it's 30,000. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you know, they say, well, now it's the biggest church. But the thing is, it's explosive growth, and it's called Life Church. And of course, we like the name Life, obviously, Life Today. So we like to think maybe we inspired Life Church. Who knows? Anyway, the thing is, they've got a tremendous church, and they've known us for a long time and watched us. Craig Rochelle and his wife Amy is out here, and you're pastored, and you're communicating. And by the way, I'm having them put your website up so people can access because you've got so much going all over the world. We've got people watching us in India, and we've got people watching us everywhere. There's your website, and they can actually click in and you interact with them. But tell me about, you know, Living in Love, and Craig, you pastor so many people. What do you see in us? I mean, this cute little couple sitting up here. But what do you see that you think we might have to offer to all the people you love because you tell us you've loved us a long time?
Well, I just want to tell you, James and Betty, first of all, thank you for writing the book. It's we love you because of your integrity, because you've been faithful for so many years. And in ministry circles, there's so many people who have known you intimately for 20 or 30 years and speak so highly of you. You're transparent. You've obviously worked through a lot, and you're standing on the other side of it with a tremendous covenant of love. And so we're honored just to pray for you all. We're honored to support your ministry financially. And I just want to say thank you for investing in our generation and investing in our marriage with your book.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. Amy, you want to make a comment? Because you told us you go way back to we were pretty small and you began to kind of track us and watch us and you've been gracious in saying how much you appreciated some of the influence we've been able to have. What are your impressions of what you've seen?
I tell you what, it is a thrill to be here and meet you guys in person today. And backstage, you know, we had the intimate time together just to get to know you and visit. And it is true kinship in Christ when you're meeting brothers and sisters in Christ that I felt like I had known you from the show, and you are the same, that integrity, you are the same backstage with the same passion and the same heart and the same conviction that you are on your show, which is tremendous. And not that I expected anything different, but it says a lot, and it's sad to say, to think about today that there are so many people that doubt ministers, especially ministers that might be on television, and that we have that bad rap as ministers that are trying to present the gospel all around the world. So like Craig said, we are so honored to be here and to know you and to know your heart, and we'll always be great supporters in prayer and loving you as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Thank you, Amy and Craig. How long have y'all been married?
We've been married 19 years as
today.
Of
today.
Right now, today is their anniversary. Yay. This is their anniversary. So, you know, we got to feel pretty good that you'd come here and share with us because you're living in love. And we want you to live in love. And you know, you were talking about how long you've kind of known us, and you're so young. Jimmy, how long have you known Betty and me?
25 years.
20. All right, well, let me just say this to you. Now, look, all of you look right here real close. 30 years ago, burned out, worn out, doing the ministry of God, and yet out of the will of God, I'd lost intimacy, I'd lost first love. Not love for my family, I love for God, but he wasn't first. And I talk about the spiritual enemies, Betty and I do, about the invisible force of influence in your marriage that's trying to tear you apart. Nearly destroyed me. And Greg and Amy, if that hadn't, that incredible freedom hadn't come to me as a very effective ministry, I didn't even want to live. You can despair of life in marriages, even as a Christian. And I got to be honest with you. Now, listen to me. Most Christians, and sadly, perhaps even the majority of ministers, and this is not shame or scold, they did defeated. Many of them trying to do the will of God. A lot of people get entangled. Sincere desires to help could have destroyed me. We tell you about our story. We want to help you. We want his story and his glory to be real in your life. It can be. You have no idea how much God loves you and how much he wants to hold you. And he wants you to live in love. The book really, really, really not only details challenges and how we deal with them and keep communication open, but listen to me. It talks about how this enemy is subtle and crafty, taking people captive and destroying relationships. But we talk about how God can heal regardless of what's happened. I want you to give attention to an area where healing is desperately needed, but the answer is absolutely clear. We know the answer, and you are a part of it. Watch.
Our mission teams have traveled around the world from Africa to Asia to South America to Central America, and that's what I'm doing here in Eastern Europe with the Life's Missions team. The heartbreak for me, being on this trip the last couple of weeks, is going into these villages and spending time with the children and seeing how the water source that they have surrounding them is literally killing them. With every sip they take, they are drinking death. And this is what they're using to drink. I mean, they're drinking this stuff. It's just the smell, if you could smell this right now, it's just absolutely, it's like sewage water. They are basically drinking sewage water. Seeing the families that we've seen and hearing the stories that we've heard, seeing firsthand for myself how this water offers them death, basically. There is no life in this water.
I want you to take a look at this water, Tammy, and see if you would dare drink it.
I cannot imagine anybody having to drink this water. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. What a reminder to me that even 8 years ago, how water had represented death, where I remember sitting on the edge of the water with my husband, Trent. And I'll never forget that day for me standing on the edge of the water in his scuba diving outfit, ready to go on the greatest expedition of his life. I remember waving goodbye to him, and I had no idea at that moment that that'd be the last time I would ever see him again. He slipped into the water, and he was gone. At that moment, water represented death to me. I have seen firsthand that the difference this ministry can make in the lives of hundreds of thousands, millions of people all over the world. The water that Life Outreach International can bring to these people by coming in and drilling them a well that will give them fresh, clean water, this to me now represents a whole nother story. This to me now is water that gives life. What a difference for me. What a trip for me. What a reality for me. Thank you. Thank you, Life Outreach, for bringing water that gives life.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how anyone could make it any clearer. Tammy, I know you watch Life Today. You not only represent life in mission outreaches all over the world, but you watch us. And I want to tell you that you really do reveal in the clearest way the heart of God. Thank you. And to all of you who are watching, can I just tell you what our missionaries have told us? Those of you who support the mission outreaches. You're the greatest people on the planet. You have never met many of the mission workers and relief workers who planted their lives in the midst of pain and suffering. But you have connected with them supernaturally. I mean, it's a supernatural thing, where you literally give them the ability to put arms of love around the suffering and give them life. It's not just a feeble gesture. I mean, you talk about coming with a cup of clean water. You watch these little children, they go and they dip up this dirty water in every kind of container they can get. A lot of them just get it in their hand, and it's like a dog, but you wouldn't want your pet to drink that stuff. You couldn't. You couldn't accept anybody in your family drinking it. Well, these are people God loves. And see, it's not just we wish we could do something about it. We know we can. And that's why we have located 415 areas where the missionaries have already taken the love of God in word, and they've done much to alleviate suffering. Some of these are areas where we've been feeding, but we know the contaminated water is killing them. So we're asking you, please, make the best gift you can to help us drill water wells. If you could possibly cover the cost of a well, it's $4,800. Would you do that? It's something that people have found such joy doing that it becomes one of their annual goals every year. We've got people who do what Betty and I do, and they say every time we emphasize it in Water for Life, we're going to drill a well. And we asked God to enable us to do that, and He did it. Would you drill a well or give $1,200 and pray three people join you, or $2,400 and say, God, give me another person to join? Keep in mind, however, because I know some of you say, James, you always ask for the whole thing. You always ask big. I don't think people need help thinking small. I want you to help think big. $48, however. 10 people water the rest of their life. So that $48, boy, that's huge to those three people. $144, 30 people water for life. We're going to send you Living in Love. Betty and I found some keys and secrets. We've been sharing those. We want you to know. I believe the book, many of you have told us how it's blessed you. You may want to pass this one on to a friend. Praying God's Word will send you both books for any gift, because you are literally giving life and love. And praying God's Word is critical for those of you who face whatever challenges in life. When I was recovering from staph infection, I was actually in the heat of the battle. Robin, our daughter, who had just won an incredible battle with cancer, she came to our home and to her dad while I was still very weak. She gave me this leather girdle. And she said, and I told her it was really a treasure. And later I called her and said, Robin, you have no idea what this means to me. Carried around everywhere, and God talks to me and says something. I write it down, and then I go back and study on what He put in my heart. She said, Daddy, God told me to buy that journal. I saw it in a bookstore. Well, we've gotten them for you. And I'd like to send one to you because it'll bless you. And you make a gift of $100 or more, we'll send it. You help us toward that water well with a $1,200 gift or more, we're going to send you the beautiful bronze along with the other gifts. Please, dial that number, take your bank card, use it like a check. You write a check, make it to Life, or you can go online, lifetoday.org. This is an exciting time of the year to join together to share water. Please do your part today.
Water. Without it, life as you know it cannot exist. But for millions of children and families, their only available water is filled with disease, and once ingested can lead to death. But one new water well can turn the most barren desert into an oasis of life. With your donation today, Mission Water for Life can drill 415 water wells this year in 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, uncontaminated water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any size, we'll send you Living in Love, James and Betty's new book that shares keys to an exciting and fulfilling marriage. You'll also receive Beth Moore's best-selling book, Praying God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to record and reflect on your own personal times with God. And finally, with your gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture representing God's fatherly love for us as His children. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I look at these little kids right here, and they represent children around the world. It doesn't matter if it's in China, it doesn't matter if it's in India or Africa or in America. Children deserve a chance at life. That life today comes in a basic need that we call water. I don't know if you can see behind me a cow standing in the water. To the right of me, mothers are washing clothes, and all of this is washing downstream. Kids are drinking from it and they're dying from it. Did you know that over 10,000 people die every single day? Doesn't mean much to you until you go into a hospital like I was and I watched two little girls where death is knocking at their doorstep. I want to lock that door. I want to come back. I want to shut the cisterns. I want to bring life to this country. I want to bring life around the world through water well projects and clean, fresh water. We can do that today if you'll join us. If you'll partner with us and give your best gift and go to the phone today, we can make a difference. The missionaries are standing by. The rigs are here. We're ready to get to work. Won't you get involved today and join with Life Outreach International and James and Betty in providing water for life for children around the globe.
I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to you, to all of you here, and I want to say a special thanks to Craig and Amy. And I want to say thanks to Jimmy and Karen Evans. Would you say thank you to our guests? Thank you for your prayers. Pray for an awakening. Pray for this nation.
Connect with Life Today through your favorite social media sites. Just go to lifetoday.org and click Connect. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.